Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Gary Pitsford back on the show. Gary and I go back much farther than his membership in our Brain Trust, which has been about 4 years now. He and I go back to the 80s. We knew each other when he was still an amazing financial planner, and I was in the financial products business back in those days, and so I know him to be a high-class individual and a real professional. He's the president and CEO of Castle Wealth Advisors. He's the author of Your Family Business, Your Net Worth, Strategies for Succession Planning. He's doing an awful lot of that these days, and he's here to tell us about it. Gary, welcome back.
Good morning. Good morning.
It's good to have you back, Gary, as always. Gary, one of the things that I want to talk about first is I want to set the table with regard to the demographic situation that's going on out there in small business sector. And that is that there are millions of small businesses, small business employers. We're talking primarily about people who have employers. They've got 5, they've got 20, they've got 50, they've got 100, 150 employees. These are employer small business, but there are millions of them out there that are owned by baby boomers who are, you know, 55, 60, 70 years old, and they're in the fourth quarter of their careers. They know it. Some of them are ready to go now. Some of them are planning to go. And unlike this, the largest generation of business owners in history, and unfortunately, there seems to not be a corresponding number of people that they can sell their businesses to. What are you seeing out there? What do you think?
You're hitting all the important points, Jim. There's roughly 30 million business owners in the United States, and most of them have less than 75 employees. Out of that 30 million, there's at least 5 to 7 million baby boomers, and they're mm-hmm. going to be between the ages of 70 and 80 years old. And they are ready to retire. They now, after the 2008-2009 recession, they've had at least 5 or 6 good years. Things are getting better. Sales are up. Profits are up. They're also 5 or 6 years older, and they're ready to retire, and there's millions of them out there. And they need to figure out, like you said a minute ago, who they're going to sell to. We deal with 150 to 200 a year, you know, and trying to figure out, am I going to sell to my children if they work there? Or am I going to sell to my employees? Or am I going to sell to somebody else in the industry? And if I can't find anybody, then I guess I'll have a going out of business sale. But
just lock it up and walk away.
Everybody. Yeah, that's the very last resort, because any ongoing business that has customers coming through the front door every day has a value.
If you got a front door and you got a website, you got customers, you got some kind of a brand, it's worth something, isn't it?
It is. It is. And business owners kind of lose track of that important value. And
because it's in front of them all the time. It's just like everything else we're familiar with. We discount the value of it.
Yeah. Yeah, so business owners and the associations keep talking to us, and we're doing everything we can to help every association with podcasts and webinars and articles and speeches at conventions.
When he says associations, folks, he's talking about trade groups like the trade group that you probably belong to. Go ahead, Gary.
Yeah. All kinds of purchasing co-ops, trade groups, franchises, dealer networks. All the different industries that we work with, we're trying to get education out as to how to value a business. How can I sell it to my son or daughter? I have hundreds of people that come up to us at these conventions. I do about 25 speeches, 26 speeches a year at different conventions. And people come up to me when I get done and they say, well, Gary, I think I understand half of what you said, but where do I start?
Yeah.
Where do I start? Where do I start? It's the biggest question that everybody asks. Where do I start?
And unfortunately, a lot of the people who say that to you are 4 years late starting because they're already 70, 71, 72, and they want to sell day after tomorrow. When we come back after the break, I'm going to get you to tell us, where do we start, folks? That's where we're going to start. When we come back, Gary Pittsford is going to give you the advice, the instructions, the facts and the figures on where to start, when to start, and what to do in that period. Gary Pittsford and I will be right back. Castle Wealth Advisors, that's his company. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.